on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Andrew York with the Child Evangelism Fellowship joins us. He's the Director of Digital Ministries. And we also have in studio with us Jenny Beadle, who locally has been a part of reaching out to our community with Good News Clubs and more through Child Evangelism Fellowship. Thank you both for taking the time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Well, in spite of the fact that, you know, winter and spring weather-wise here in Albuquerque have been at a battle, which many people, very recently with the high winds and it's back and forth. It looks like spring is, though, just around the corner as we head into the end of March. And with spring, of course, we look forward to summer and opportunities to reach children, all across the country and around the globe. But we wanted to bring Andrew and Jenny in to talk about some of these summer programs that are available through Child Evangelism Fellowship. Let's start here, though, Andrew. For those not familiar with CEF in general, which, by the way, you can get, you know, informed by not only listening to our conversation, but go to cefonline.com, and then locally you can go to CEF of New Mexico. You got to spell it all out, cefofnewmexico.com. But Andrew, for those really not familiar, bring them up to speed on the short history and what CEF is doing to reach children.
Absolutely. CEF has had the privilege of reaching children with the gospel for coming up here on 88 years. Mm-hmm. That CEF has had that opportunity. And one of our primary focuses is to evangelize, disciple, and establish children in their local church for Christian living. And so we help with all aspects of that. We provide training, we produce curriculum, and we run programs throughout the year, even during the summertime, to help kids connect with God's word and to grow in his word. And our vision in CEF, we like to have God-sized visions, but our vision in CEF is to reach every child in every nation, every day.
Yes.
And we also have a vision that we are hoping that God will help us to see come true. And that is to be able to grow CEF's ministry to reaching 100 million children every single year. And that would be with a gospel presentation, a clear gospel presentation. And wouldn't that be amazing to see how God works through that and what that does around the world in changing nations, changing lives, changing families, and bringing the gospel to many children that currently don't have the opportunity to hear that.
Yeah, you know, so many of the ministries we bring on the air, or if not all of them, they clearly have a demographic that is their focus that they're reaching out to. Why children? Why is that important to Child Evangelism Fellowship?
That's a really good question. We know that through some research that George Barna completed recently that children are following in their parents' footsteps. Less than 2% of them will grow up with a biblical worldview. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that leaves a large percentage of them who would not be going to church, would not know God as their Savior and as their Creator. And as well as children between the ages of as early as 15 months all the way up to 13 years, they are forming their worldview. So it's a pivotal time in their life to be engaging with God's word, to be learning about who God is and what he did for them, their position before God, and how they can walk with him throughout their life. So it's a ripe harvest. They're eager to receive the gospel. And so it's an amazing field, a mission field, and very fruitful.
Well, you know, one of the other things we often talk about on this broadcast in relation to New Mexico is really the condition of the state spiritually, education, crime, and what have you. And, you know, it's real. It is. And I'm guilty of it. It's easy to get caught up in things going on in the Roundhouse in Santa Fe with legislation and different things that, you know, whether it's homelessness or crime, like I mentioned. And I do my best to pull it back to, you know what, we do need to find practical solutions to the issues we're dealing with. However, Jesus is the answer, and Jesus in the home is the answer. You know, if we're reaching the next generation, you know, it's just like you were a star athlete in high school, and things, you know, progress, and you change your habits, and you put on weight, you get out of shape, and it's a slow progress, you know. You know, to getting out of shape, and, you know, our world, our state is out of shape. You know, although Jesus can perform miracles, we know that. By reaching out to the generation, we can see change. Yes. In all of these areas. Is that something that, you know, the thought? Jenny, I'll reach out to you because I know you're doing work here locally in the Good News Clubs, which is a Bible study essentially with kiddos in public schools.
Yes.
Which is, get a little closer there so we can hear you. Maybe talk about what I mentioned and how important it is to reach that next generation so we can see a gradual change as things hopefully progress towards a more positive landscape of the culture that we're living in.
Yes, and I was just thinking that thought, Steve. They are our next generation, and they will be our next leaders and our next disciples making disciples in our next church. And I have actually witnessed children lead their families to Christ.
Wow.
Through CEF and through the Good News Clubs because of programs like the 5-Day Clubs and the Good News Clubs. The children want to go, so the parents have to bring them. And as Andrew said, part of our vision is to help the families establish a church and a Christian living. And many of these children who come, they know the name Jesus, but they have no idea who he is or what he has done for them. So the summer is an amazing opportunity for outreach in our community.
All right. Andrew, anything on that?
No, Jenny summarized it really well. Those children, they need to grow. They need to hear the mm-hmm. gospel. And through the ministry of CEF and through amazing volunteers, hundreds of thousands of volunteers serving with CEF, they're able to do that.
Now, Jenny quickly mentioned the 5-Day Club, which we're going to get to more detail on that because that's really what we wanted to have both of you on today because that's what, you know, we're talking about it in plenty of time to make plans for the summer to be part of the 5-Day Club. Let's talk a little bit about the Good News Clubs as an overview of what CEF is doing just in general with that, Andrew, I'm going to throw it to you. And as I mentioned at the beginning, not only across America, but in countries, I'm going to read the list. Australia, Cambodia, Congo, Ethiopia, Ghana, Indonesia, Kenya, mm-hmm. Malaysia, New Zealand, South Korea, Sri Lanka, Thailand, Uganda, and many more. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just as we talk about missions in general, sometimes the ground is even more fertile in places outside the United States. Talk about these, you know, the outreach and the clubs that are the Good News Clubs and what people are experiencing. Let me leave it at that. What are people experiencing as they attend these Good News Clubs in public schools?
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for reading that list of countries. Just to give some additional context there, CEF has had the opportunity to be in over 200 countries with ministry going on in those countries. And to kind of give a little bit of an idea of what that looks like for us, we don't call a country open or that we have ministry going on there unless we have an established board. We have paid staff in that country working every day. And where possible, we're registered with the government there as a nonprofit. So those countries, when we say we have ministry going on there, it's not that we just handed out some flyers or we had one-time ministry in that country. We have daily active ministry going on to reach children and to reach communities. Throughout all of those countries, one of our primary programs is the Good News Club. And here in the States, that's typically done through a school, either after school programs or early release time programs, to allow for children, through their parents' permission or guardians' permission, to attend our Good News Club and to hear a Bible lesson, to play games, to memorize verses, to sing songs, and to have fellowship with some of their peers and other believers and help them to grow. And we create curriculum at CEF to facilitate those clubs. And we're seeing many schools across the nation being willing to have these clubs inside of their school systems. We also have, from time to time, seen principals reaching out to our chapters, to our leaders, and begging us to start a Good News Club in their school, because they know that when a Good News Club is going on, they've heard that when a Good News Club is happening in the school, referrals to the principal's office goes down, grades go up, and the kids behave more cordially inside of the classroom and with their peers. And so they see the progress of that. They know that that changes the lives of the children. And it's wonderful to see how God works through those programs.
Now, I want to go to Jenny here in a second to talk specifically more about what she's seen in Albuquerque. One of the things Jenny mentioned earlier in our conversation was seeing that reaching out to a child affected how a parent viewed the gospel and accepted it. And one of the other things, whenever we're talking about ministry that reaches children, I'm the father of a bunch of kids and now a bunch of grandkids. And I do know, as a parent, it's just natural when you see someone reach out and do something great for your child and care for your child in a good way, you're gonna perk up and give attention to what's going on there and be, have some gratitude. But Jenny, let's talk about this a practical way, and we'll talk about it as well with the 5-day clubs in our next segment. But we mentioned that principals are reaching out. A parent's listening. He goes, I want something like that at my child's school. How do they go about that?
I have had many parents contact me, and whatever school their child goes to, we first see if there is a club there, and if not, we will get one started. God has been moving amazingly in New Mexico. We have Good News Clubs in several cities, Los Alamos, we have Las Cruces, Albuquerque, of course, Rio Rancho, Boleyn. And in fact, one of my schools in Rio Rancho, and I may have mentioned this last time I was here, we have 61 children registered.
Yeah, that's great.
So the parents want this, and many of them use it as free after school care. But again, they're getting fed to God, and we don't care. We just opened in Las Lunas, about a month ago, and that school already has 37 children registered.
Yeah. And like you said, some parents are using it for after school care, and you say, we don't care. And the truth is, Child Evangelism Fellowship and volunteers and staff like you, well, you do care, and it's unconditional.
Yes.
You're not concerned why they're bringing the kids. You just want to see the kids fed the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, I gave local contact via the website at cefofnewmexico.com. And I want to give the international site as well, because people may be hearing and want to share this with friends that are in other communities. That is cefonline.com. But hey, we're going to take a quick break. Jenny and Andrew, can you stay with us?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and come back. We're going to jump right into those 5-day clubs and how to plan for the summer and your child's part with CEF. We'll find out more after the break on ABQ Connect. In the midst of a conversation with Andrew York, he's the Director of Digital Ministries with Child Evangelism Fellowship, CEFonline.com. And Jenny Beadle's in studio with us locally. That website would be CEF of New Mexico, spell it all out, CEFofNewMexico.com. And we mentioned the Good News Clubs that are making an impact in our local schools and around the globe. The reason we wanted to gather today and bring the attention of CEF to parents is what's coming up here real soon. We'll be in the summertime, and what a great opportunity for kids to be part of 5-day clubs. And Andrew, I'm going to throw it to you to give a better description of the 5-day clubs, how that came about, and you know what is a typical day at a 5-day club.
Yeah, so the 5-day club is an exciting, fun-filled, 1.5-hour session that's held consecutively day after day for 5 days, usually starting on Monday and concluding on a Friday. And through those clubs, there's dynamic Bible lessons that are taught. There's creative learning activities. Children that attend will hear inspiring missionary stories. Mm-hmm. They'll get to sing songs, and then they get to go home with a scripture that they have memorized to help them to plant God's word in their heart. These ministries happen all over the country, in backyards, in parks, at YMCAs, daycares, and the children there just love them. It's so much fun to see the joy on their face as they come back each day to hear more about the stories. The way that CEF likes to do our stories is we always leave the story with a cliffhanger, because mm-hmm. we like the kids to have that anticipation to want to come back and learn the rest of the story the next day. And so they're coming back ready to go. They want to hear the rest of that story and to know what happened to the characters that they're learning about.
Now, Jenny, is 5-day clubs, is that something you've already gone through?
Not this year, but yes, last year we had several of them.
So just tell us about your experience or testimony that comes to mind.
Well, as Andrew was talking about the cliffhangers, it did remind me of one little boy, and this was a 5-day club at a park, and he wasn't able to be there the next day. So when we were doing the missionary story, he had come up to me and asked, "Can you tell me what happens? I won't be here tomorrow." They do love those missionary stories. And also, you know, it is a great opportunity for these children to give their lives to Christ, because through the 5-day clubs, there is always the gospel given every single day. So,
wow. Yeah. Just that, you know, faith of a child, that wonder. As we know, Jesus wanted the children to come to him. And we thank both you and the international staff of CEF for all they're doing. Andrew, on a international or, you know, locally here in New Mexico, let's say there's someone, you know, who doesn't have children or does, you know, anywhere from parents to grandparents that's listening. And here's how I go, this is what our community needs. Programs like this that are bringing a positive impact and changing lives. How can people come alongside the work of CEF and be supportive? Obviously, I'm looking for other volunteer opportunities, mm-hmm. staff opportunities, or just simply monetary support and prayer.
Well, we can always use prayer. CEF's really focused on the need for prayer. God's work, we feel, cannot be done without God, without prayer. Yes. So we spend a lot of time praying for these ministries as a ministry, but anyone that would be willing to pray for CEF, for the ministry that's going on, for the children that are being impacted, they can go to cefonline.com, and there's an opportunity to sign up, and they can receive prayer requests, they can receive information. Mm-hmm. To be able to be actively praying for what's going on around the world. But there's a lot of opportunities beyond prayer to get involved. as you know, we're a nonprofit, so there's opportunities to give if that's what God's enabled you to do. But there's also opportunities to be trained. You know, we're not called as Christians to keep our faith to ourselves, but to share that with others. And so CEF has wonderful training programs that can take anyone that has a desire to share their faith with others, with children, and help them to know how to do that and how to do it effectively. So we offer trainings throughout the year. One of the big trainings that we do is our super seminars. And these trainings provide not only the training, but also the teaching tools, and then the opportunity for you to use that training in an impactful way with children. And you walk away not only learning how to use CEF's curriculum, but how to take any Bible story, and provide it to a child in a way that they can understand it, and ways that they can apply it to their lives to know what that story is telling them and what they need to do as a response to what God shared with them through his word.
Okay. And Jenny, as a CEF Central New Mexico director, looking forward to 5-day clubs, and you already, you know, shared a good memory in the cliffhangers.
Yes.
What are you most looking forward to as you head into this? And after the 5-day clubs are done, what's your hope?
Well, my hope is always to, you know, to lead the child to Christ and to also engage their parents and establish them into a local church so that they can continue to be, you know, discipled. And these 5-day clubs are amazing opportunity for also the parents to get involved, because I've had a lot of parents who, you know, will just sit and observe. A lot of them use them to drop them off each day, but some of them stay. And so they're hearing, you know, the gospel and those stories and those missionary stories, and watching their children have fun as well, because they also include games. You know, we do games and often Christian crafts that the children love, and they are excited to come back day after day.
You know, I'm going to guess, my next question was, you know, is this something that typically parents drop off the kids, or, you know, I would imagine, especially in today's climate, that parents are going to be like, no, you know what, I'll bring them, but I'm sticking around.
Yeah.
Do you see a lot of that?
I do. Probably half and half.
Well, and there is the perfect opportunity for parents to pony up and be volunteers through the event, that they can reach not only their children, but help to reach the other children.
And I've gotten volunteers from the parents that will help at Good News Clubs in the fall.
And listen, maybe you're retired and your grown kids live elsewhere, your grandkids live elsewhere. This is a chance for you as you know, really the one of the most important parts of our population is to connect with people that have an abundance of wisdom, especially those who already know Christ, keep moving. My mom is 85 now, and she constantly reminds me, if you don't move it, you lose it. And you know, get out and enjoy the company of the youth, and share the love of Christ. Andrew, and again, we're speaking with Andrew York, Director of Digital Ministries at Child Evangelism Fellowship. Andrew, anything else to put a bow on this conversation?
I would be remiss if I didn't mention the digital ministry opportunities that we also provide to families. The Unite platforms are something that we started during COVID, and are free and safe platforms for kids to be using at home or out when they're doing activities with their family. And it helps them to stay in God's word and to be growing throughout the day, even when they're outside of one of our programs. Just like I mentioned at the beginning of the program, CES vision is to reach every child, every nation, every day. And so these Unite platforms allow for us to help to accomplish that everyday aspect. And so I would encourage families to go check those platforms out. They can learn more about them at cefonline.com/unite, UNITE, and take advantage of them. They're there for free.
All right. Jenny, closing thoughts?
Well, I would also like to mention our CYIA camp that's coming up, and that's Christian Youth in Action, and that will be June 1st through the 7th. And that is an amazing opportunity for the youth, 6th grade through, I believe it's freshmen in college, that they can come, and it'll be in Aspendale, which is, well, Aspendale Camp, which is in Cloudcroft, Mexico. It is beautiful, and it is just a wonderful opportunity for these youth to learn how to share the gospel. And they do get all the resources. They get the curriculum. They learn the songs. And they are actually go out during the summer and help lead the five-day clubs.
So, all right. So whether it's CEF in general or the five-day clubs or the Christian Youth in Action that are coming June 1st.
Yes.
You go to a couple different websites, nationally, internationally. The website is cefonline.com and locally cefofnewmexico.com. If you're not finding what you need, use the contact on the website and reach out to CEF internationally or here in New Mexico and get the answers you need to make a difference in children's lives. I want to thank Andrew York, Director of Digital Ministries with CEF, the Child Evangelism Fellowship, and Jenny Beadle here locally in New Mexico. Thank you both so much for your time and all the eternal investment that you're making in our youth.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.